Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. That song is called Time is Tight. Sounds like it, doesn't it? Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Time is tight right now, isn't it, folks? And as we deal with this Wuhan pandemic, the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic, Bob Dillon-Schneider is our guest, folks, the president and founder of DillonSchneiderGroup.com, one of the top thought leaders around the planet and one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. 20 years he's been hanging out with us. Bob, thanks again for being here. You know, Bob, I'm trying to think back in my life at my experiences and to try to draw on those to get some perspective for dealing with this, how I'm trying to sort things out. And I keep coming back to when I looked after my parents at the end of their lives. They were at the end of life, and I was trying to make decisions for them. Let's just say the medical decisions about medicine and doctors and when to go to the hospital and when not to go to the hospital, things like that. And for a long time, I worried that I was going to make the wrong decision. And then I realized at this point in time, there weren't any wrong decisions. There were only the decisions that were in front of me, and I had to make one. And if it wasn't right, I learned from them and moved on. I kind of think that's where our leaders are now. I feel like there are going to be mistakes made. We all need to realize that they're making decisions about things that's never had to be decided before. We need to cut everybody some slack right now. If they have to make a decision, if it ain't perfect, let's cut them some slack. What do you think?
I think absolutely right. We've never dealt with this kind of a situation before. This is the moment to give the smartest people we have the best chance they have to make the right decision for many. There are going to be people who are going to lose on some of these decisions. That's going to happen, inevitably. But if the majority can succeed, if the country can be sustained, if the principles that we were founded on remain, then the decision is the right one.
One of the things that I'm heartened about, Bob, and you know, you won't be surprised to hear this, they're talking about how to help small businesses in a way that was never part of the conversation post-2008. Within 1 year, Wall Street was back to record bonuses, and Main Street small businesses languished in we had a lost decade, literally a lost decade. And now they're even talking, Bob, about opening up the Fed discount window to small business. I can't wait to find out how I get to that window, Bob. Am I going to get fries with that? What does it look like when I get to that window? And so, I mean, that kind of language, I like it when they talk about those things. What do you think?
I think that we've come to realize the Fortune 500 is who they are, and thank God they're there. But what really makes America tick is the small business.
That's right.
And I think that Trump and his associates are doing everything they possibly can to sustain those small businesses. 5, 10, 20, 50 people, that's what they're going to try to sustain. It's going to make a big difference.
Well, and what do you think about the idea of giving everybody a check? $1,000 check, $500 check. What do you think about that idea?
Well, I think that's an interesting statement. It'll last for about a month. Mm-hmm. It'll be forgotten at that point. And so that's it. I think it's not necessary. It's a statement. It'll make people feel good. It'll give them some short-term relief. But at the end of the day, it'll be forgotten. We have to have basic systemic things that really mark the return of business and succeed for people.
What do you think about this idea, Bob? Take that money, divide it up by small business, by the number of employees they have, and say, okay, we're going to give you, if you're going to give it away, we're going to give you, small business owners, Bob Dillon-Schneider and Jim, we're going to give you guys this much money. You need to make it last for 2 months, but use it for payroll. Have your people come to work if they can. Have them work from home. Have them stay busy. Keep them employed so there's not a disconnect between you and your employees for a while. Don't lay people off. Everybody has to cut back a little bit, And not only that, we're going to discontinue the payroll, so you don't have to pay that or file it, the payroll tax. But see, that way, Bob, the same dollar helps the business and the employee. The same dollar, two for one. What do you think?
That is a great idea, because it will sustain a lot of businesses, and it will keep the energy and imagination of the people that work in those businesses hopping. And that's where the success is going to come from. I love big business. I love big companies. They're great. But the truth is that real, solid experience changes positive things.
Well,
coming from small business.
That's exactly right. And one of my mentors many decades ago, Bob, one of my mentors said to me, companies don't bleed, people bleed. And small businesses are more people than business. And corporate America, Wall Street doesn't bleed. They get dinged, but they don't bleed. What do you think?
I think that the people who could suffer are people in small business. And right now they're slated to suffer. They're the people that mm-hmm. Lindsey Graham and the president wants to take care of, and I think they're very smart.
Larry Kudlow, I know he's a good friend of yours. He's out there talking about this. And at first, Bob, they only talked about small business in the way that they often do, just throwing them lip service. But they're actually bringing up specific things right now that I think are good. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bob what he thinks about the government's mandating that businesses close and mandating that customers not patronize businesses. I got a real problem with that, folks. Social distancing or not, I got a problem with telling me I got to close up my business. That gives me a constitutional twinge that I'm uncomfortable with. I want to see what Bob says about that after the break. 20, no, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassie again. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.